please turn with me to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23. Now, you may not have a clue where Matthew is. If that is the case and you have a physical Bible, what you'll do is go to the table of contents. There's a table of contents in the beginning of every Bible. You go to the table of contents, and there's going to be two sections, Old Testament and New Testament. Go to New Testament. And when you go to the New Testament, you'll see the first book there is called Matthew. And then when you go to the that page number that's next to Matthew, you'll see you're already at the first chapter. And so you're going to look for the little number 23. That is going to be the verse number. Again, for those of you that may not know why I'm explaining this, it's because you don't know what people know. You don't know what people know. And what I have learned is that we need to explain the basics. We need to. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23. When you have it, say amen. If you still need some time, say wait a minute. All right, y'all are fast. All right, the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23. Now, this is going to be just one verse of the Bible. You're going to see that we're going to be kind of scripture hopping today. But we're going to just start right here. So book of Matthew, first chapter, 23rd verse reads as follows. It says, "See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son. And they will name him Emmanuel," which is translated, "God is with us." The title of this sermon is as follows. When was Jesus born? When was Jesus born? You may be seated. When was Jesus born? Now, today is going to be a little different. Today is going to be a whole lot like Bible study or Sunday school. I want to engage your minds a little bit for a little while. So it's going to be a little different than what I normally do. When was Jesus born? I touched on this last year. There's a lot of people right now that refuse to celebrate Christmas because of the history of December 25th. And let me just give you the Cliff Notes version. December 25th, before it became Christmas, was used to celebrate another pagan god. Okay? And what the Roman Empire did when Christianity was taking over in the 300s, I believe, what the Roman Empire did as they were becoming Christianized, they said, well, we want to make sure Christ is exalted, and we don't want people praising this other pagan god on December 25th. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to make that day the official day that we celebrate Jesus' birth. That's the history. That's it. You can look it up online. Okay, research this all. Research everything I'm saying. Don't just take my word for it. Research what I'm saying. So, December 25th was a day instituted by, you know, the Roman government as the day that we would celebrate Christ's birth. And so people have issues with that because that wasn't his birthday, or that was a birthday of a pagan god. And so I'm not celebrating no pagan god when you're talking about Christmas. That's the argument. Now, again, I don't want to rehash too much last year's sermon, because I went into that in depth as far as why that's the wrong way to think. But what I did want to do was equip you a little bit, because I would say 99% of Christians believe that the Bible just doesn't tell us when Jesus was born. And I want to tell you, actually, it might. Actually, it might. Y'all ready to have Bible study? Okay, this is an advertisement for Bible study and Sunday school. You'll get this type of teaching every Wednesday and Sunday. Amen, Reverend Burks. So, when was Jesus born? The first clue, the most important clue, comes from the book of Luke. Book of Luke, first chapter, fifth verse. Again, if you're writing, I'm giving you time to write it down. If I go too fast, the recording's online. Luke 1:5, it says, verse 5, in the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest of Abijah's division. Everybody say Abijah. Abijah, okay. This priest of Abijah's division named Zechariah. Now, we know the story. Zechariah and Elizabeth were too old to have children. The angel Gabriel visited Zechariah and told him that he would have a child. Very long story short, that child ended up being John the Baptist, okay, who was actually a relative of Jesus Christ, okay? So we know the story, okay? But this is important, Abijah's division. Why? We're going to get there. Luke 1:8-9, it says, when his division, what division? Abijah's division. Verse 8, when his division was on duty. When his division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, the whole story happened. Gabriel visited him while he was serving, etc., etc., right? What is this Abijah business? Get ready, because we're trying to equip you. First Chronicles, the 24th chapter. If you read it, you will see that King David, y'all remember slingshot or the sling David, kill Goliath, that David? King David instituted a regular schedule for priests to do their work in the temple. Okay? Y'all with me, right? And so what he did was he took 24 basically families and said, this family of Levites will be serving in the Holy of Holies, okay? And so what happened is these 24 families, they would alternate weeks. And then, given that Passover, everybody would work because Passover was busy and a couple of other feasts. But they would go in divisions. If you read 1 Chronicles 24:10, it says that the eighth division was Abijah. Y'all see where I'm going with this? Okay. So what does that mean? When you think about the Jewish calendar, which is what they went off of. Remember, they didn't have January, February, March, April. They didn't do that. They had a different calendar. When you go off of their calendar started in the month of Nisan, which for us would kind of be like March or April. It was a lunar calendar, depended on the time. So, the first division started then. And so what would happen is you have these 24, And we know that there's more than 24 weeks in a month, in a year, right? So you would have 24 weeks for the 24 families, and then you'd have to restart those 24 again. So what does it look like? It looks like this. This is the calendar. Now, if you look, if you're able to see the screen, in the blue, in the dark blue are our months, and in the outer circle are the Jewish months. I told y'all, this is Bible study. Come on. The arrows point to, when you calculate the eighth week plus, you know, Passover and some technicalities, also calculate the fact that he was working that week and then he had to go home. The arrows represent when John the Baptist could have been conceived. Okay? So, we get to do some mathematics. So, if you keep reading in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, it says, in the what? Sixth month. Sixth month of what? Of Elizabeth's pregnancy. Sixth month of John the Baptist being in the womb. The angel Gabriel visited Mary and told her that even though she was a virgin, that she would be pregnant. So it's in the sixth month. In fact, Luke 36 clarifies for those of you that say, well, how do you know it's the sixth month of the pregnancy? It says, consider your relative Elizabeth. Even she has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the what? Sixth month for her who was called childless. All right, y'all, are we good so far? Oh boy. Rewind it if you don't get it. Now, let's do the math. Let's pick the conception date of John the Baptist being in Sivan, which is month number 3 in the Jewish calendar, which is actually kind of between May and June. It depends on, you know, the year. If we start there, considering the 8 month weeks, considering, you know, the other Passover, considering other things, if we start there, Elizabeth was pregnant for 6 months, right? Now, she would go on to be pregnant for the rest of the time, okay? But we're talking about at 6 months, this is when Mary was visited. And so if we count 9 months from there, it's possible that Jesus was actually born in September or October of what we call it. Okay? Y'all still with me? However, there's also the possibility that the division, remember, everything starts with the Abijah's division, right? It could be on the other side of the year. So if it started in their month 9, Kislev, then that would mean, you know, the conception of John the Baptist started somewhere between November and December, and then Mary would have been visited in what we kind of call June, which means that Jesus' birthday could have been between March and April, depending on how that works out. So, I know this was a lot of keeping up. I'm gonna get everybody on the same page. You guys ready? Jesus could have been born in one of these two dates. His actual birthday could have been between March and April, or it could have been between September and October. Y'all still with me now? Some of us said, well, no, it's supposed to be December 25th. That's where I like it. And then I'll say, well, you know, the Bible doesn't say the exact birthday, so maybe. But when you do the math and you take what's in the Bible, what's already present in the Bible, these are the time periods that Jesus could have been born, between March and April or between September and October. We still got more Bible study. Y'all ready? Don't leave Sunday school yet. Sunday school's almost over. So, if Jesus was born between March and April, his actual birthday, some people would support that by saying, well, that's very interesting, because you know what else happened around then? He was crucified and resurrected. So I wonder if his birthday was the day he died or the day he was raised up. Now, us ministers would tear that up. We would tear that up in a sermon. Possible. It's possible, right? Also, another clue that it could not have been December is that when you, the shepherds were out in the fields, very important clue, because the shepherds did not keep their sheep out at night in the winter. They didn't do that. It's too cold. So they would have had them out probably kind of later, more like April-ish in the spring. And that's when sheep would give birth to, dun-da-da-dun, lambs. And all the Sunday school teachers went like, the new lambs are being born in the spring, and maybe the Lamb of God? Hallelujah! Yeah. It could be, okay? It could be. Now, all that said, I'm keeping this short. I'm keeping this short. All that said, I mean, that is one theory, and there's a lot of people behind that theory. Personally, I believe that the other date is the correct date, and here is why. Jesus would have been born in what we call the fall. He'd be a September-October baby. How does that work? What's the pros of that? First of all, if you really think of the date of Abijah, it makes the most sense, right? Because when they talk about the eighth division of Abijah, you naturally count from the first, right? So first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, right? You don't necessarily think, oh, the division of Abijah, so that's the one in, you know, the other side of the year, right? Usually there would have been a little more clarification if it's like the second circuit or something like that. So the most natural thought is that they were talking about, you know, when John the Baptist was conceived in the third month and then going there, okay? So that it makes the most sense when you just read it, okay? Also, don't forget, there was a big thing happening in Matthew 2, and it begins with a C. Do you remember what it is? The census. Augustus, one of the whole empire, the whole Roman Empire, to be counted. This happened in 8 BC. 8 BC. And so, you know how it is with the government. It don't happen immediately. The guy says it, and then eventually it kind of rolls out. You count the Roman citizens first, and then you got to get to the other countries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, why is this important? During the census, people have to go back home to get counted, which is why Mary and Joseph made the trip home. Y'all still with me? Okay. Mary and Joseph had to make the trip home. Now, can all the ladies who have ever been pregnant please raise their hand? Because I got to ask you a question. If you've ever been pregnant before, I got to ask you a question. If you are 7, 8, 9 months pregnant, would you want to make a 90-mile trip on the back of a donkey in cold and rainy weather because the government told you to? Would you want to do that? No. Somebody says, certainly not. Men, we just got to trust the women on this one. That is uncomfortable. Okay? So traveling would have been horrible for Mary and Joseph. And they knew about the census. Okay, it's not like they just got the notice today. They knew about the census. So they would have picked a good time, or as much time as they could, to get back. You know who else knew about the census? The Roman government. Why does that matter? The Romans knew traveling was horrible. Okay? People couldn't just catch a flight back. You couldn't just take the Greyhound, couldn't take an Uber. Okay? They knew that you have to go on these dirt roads, 90 miles, or for wherever you're coming from, and it's going to take some time. Okay? The Roman government knew that if they did that in the winter, it would just, I mean, people probably wouldn't go back. They wouldn't get the right count. And why did the Roman want to get a census? Why does anybody want to get a census? Taxes, baby. They want to get their taxes. They want to get their money. So the Romans want to make sure that they have a correct census. So they're actually going to accommodate for the people to give them the best travel time to get back. How would you do that? You would give them the whole spring and the whole summer and the fall to make that trip, because it's easiest to get people back then. That's how the Roman government thought. And side note, that's how the U.S. government thinks too. Did you know that we vote on the Tuesday, the first Tuesday in November, for a very specific reason? It's to accommodate farmers and to make sure that churchgoers were able to go to the polls before they had to go to the farms. That's why. Look it up. Our own census in April is done for the same reasons. We had bad weather. The U.S. government wanted to wait until the weather was fairly good so that people could go home to get counted. That's why our censuses happen every 10 years in April. Please fact check me, please. So governments do this. They want people to get counted because they want that money. Okay? All of this, helps me to believe that Jesus would have been born in September, October. Now, Sunday school's almost over. We at the end of Sunday school. Y'all ready? There's something else going on in September and October. And if you study the Bible and you look at their feasts, we did a study on this in Bible study. The feast that was happening then was called the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay? I'm going somewhere with all of this, trust me. What is that about? Well, one of the main things about the Feast of Booths, the Feast of Tabernacles, which is one of the major Jewish holidays of the year, one of the major themes about that is that they were celebrating God being with us. Somebody sees where I'm going with this. In fact, you could read this in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. One of the rules that was instituted for the Feast of Booths was that people had to live outside in shelters. And that was to remember what their ancestors went through in Egypt. Fact check me, Leviticus 23, verses 33 and 34. I'm sorry I don't have it on the screen for you, but it's there. Check it out. God himself instituted this and said, we want people to remember this. So people would have been outside. People would have been living in makeshift shelters and whatnot. Where was Mary and Joseph having Jesus at? In the stable. In the manger. Which was, outside. So, it makes it very interesting when the book of John, verse 14, says the word became flesh and did what? Dwelt among us, right? If you want to read the Greek that it was originally written in, the word dwelt comes from the root word tent. To tabernacle. Oh boy. Keep going, James. Matthew 1:23, we just read this today. They will call him Emmanuel, which is translated what? God is with us. What was the point of the whole holiday of the Feast of Booths? Was to remind us that God is with us. So it would be interesting if this guy, Jesus Christ, who is God with us, was born at a time where God was remembered to be with us. Interesting. You know, God does things like that. He times things up like that. And so why am I saying this? Why does all of this matter? Now we're getting to the preaching part. Why is all of this important? Listen, it's okay to celebrate a birthday, even if it happened on a different day. See, people get so hung up about December 25th. And how we can't celebrate on that day. It's evil or whatever it is. December 25th is evil, 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 bad, bad, bad. But my thing is, look, have you ever celebrated your birthday on a different day? This is a real question. Have you ever celebrated your birthday on a different day? Last year I preached about a friend of ours who actually came to speak here. And we don't know when her birthday is because in her country, her paperwork got lost. So the government assigned December 31st. That is her birthday. That's what we celebrate. We don't know when her birthday actually is, but we celebrate her on the birthday. Many of us have had birthday celebrations on days that were not our birthdays. And if you're born late in the month, and like me, I'm on the 29th, and things don't work out, sometimes your birthday celebration is the next month. Sometimes, right? But the whole point is to celebrate the birthday, even though it happened on a different day. You are celebrating the person. You're celebrating that they were born. When in Christmas, we celebrate Jesus's birth. This is what we're doing. We're not necessarily celebrating his birth. Hey, we are celebrating his birth. Does that make sense? We celebrate Jesus' birth. And why do we make a big deal of this? Why do we bring out all the Christmas trees? Why do we do all of this stuff with musical programs and we got a band coming? Why do we do all of this? Why do we make a big deal of it? We celebrate Jesus' birth because of what he was born to do. We know that Jesus came forward. He was born through the Virgin Mary. Whether in the spring or the fall, we don't know. I think it's fall, but it doesn't matter. The fact is that he was born. And when he was born, he lived for 33 years and he went and died on a Roman cross for you and for me. He died on that cross because of our sins, because of our negligence, because of our stupidity. He did that, and he took all of that. He took all of the wrath of the Father on him. And then he died on that cross and he was buried, but on the third day, he rose again from the grave. And we celebrate Jesus and we make a big deal of Jesus because he's not just anybody. He's not just a good teacher who lived a long time ago and did a lot of good things and might have done some special things, but then he died. He took our sins, he died, and he rose again. We celebrate a living Savior. He is the only one to have died and then been resurrected and then dwelt among us a little bit more and then ascend up into the clouds while people were watching. And the angel said that the way you saw him go up, one day he's going to come back down. We celebrate Jesus' birth because of what he was born to do. So Christians, I am telling you, please, please don't overthink this. Please don't. People want to get unto you and some people lose their faith over this, y'all. I'm serious. Some people lose their faith because they find out December 25th wasn't Jesus' birthday, and now everything they knew was wrong, and maybe this whole Bible's wrong. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Don't overthink this. They want to come at you talking this and that, this and that. Why this? Look, we're celebrating his birth, man. Was he born? Well, yeah, but that's it. But it wasn't on December 25th. Fine. It probably was in the fall. But we're celebrating his birth in December. That's just what we're doing. If you want to go and celebrate his birthday on September 26th or October 3rd or whatever it is, go ahead. Get your Christmas tree if you want to do that. Sing your Christmas carols if you want to do that. Do the hot chocolate and the gingerbread. Do all of that in October if you want to do that. That's fine. But we are celebrating Jesus' birth because of what he was born to do. It's not that complicated, y'all. Don't let them complicate it for you. End the sermon. So the thought I just want us to leave with is, look, when it comes to Jesus' birthday, when it comes to his birthday, we don't celebrate the day. We celebrate the birth. Keep it simple. Keep it easy, y'all. We celebrate the birth. It probably did not happen on December 25th. In fact, the Bible suggests that it did not happen in December 25th. Most likely the fall. That's when his birthday was. But what matters is that he was born.